here's the main thing keeping NBA players from crossing over. Even if they were good enough, even if they were talented enough, even if they were kind of mean enough, here's what's keeping them. Training camp. Hey, coach, what time's shoot around? Ain't no shoot around, bro. 8 a.m., full pads, 110 degrees. They had us f***ing practicing on a field in St. Louis next to a burning underground landfill. It was like an Aaron Brockovich situation. They don't care. First drill's inside run. Your breakfast is right here. I got a bruise on my forehead that starts day one of camp. Oh, and training camp's like a month long. I mean, even the new CBA. I don't know if you guys can handle the new CBA. Oh, and we got these guys called coaches who actually yell at you and say whatever the f*** they want to and treat you like employees. I don't know if you ever heard of those people. I know in your league, they just kind of make sure you get on the team plane and they know when to call a timeout. Matter of fact, Austin Rivers, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go coach the Clippers. Doesn't seem too hard. I'm going to go coach the Sixers. Doesn't seem too hard. Sports science guys, what do you think? Should I call a timeout? Should we give them a day off? You can't load manage in the NFL, bro. The minute a coach talks to you sideways, you're going to flip out. You're going to leave. The minute inside run starts and you're like, oh, wait, can I just play in the game, coach? Nah, that's not the way it works.